Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Cloudy skies expected this afternoon with a chance for scattered rain showers. High temperatures reach up to 61. Southeasterly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for scattered showers tonight. Lows dip down to about 41. Overcast skies. Daytime highs approaching 63. Tomorrow, bright sunshine expected. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 57.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. With early voting happening across most of the state of Kansas, the question is, what issues are driving individuals to the polls? As Cake News reports, that the annual Kansas Speaks It survey has officially been released from Fort Hays State University to get into the minds of many voters heading to the polls this year.
I just want the state to stay in the black and not be in debt. And also, with the abortion issue that was just voted on, I would like to reinforce my vote on that.
That audio from Cake News as more individuals continue to show up to the polls. Dr. Jay Steinmetz with Fort Hays State University talks about one of the major issues driving people this year are economic issues that could be hurting many Democrats.
It sends a message to the public about what the, you know, sentiment, where the sentiments lie with regards to Kansan voters. Voters typically vote with their check. They typically vote with their wallet in mind. It's the thing that they see firsthand.
Mid-America Network News.
Want a great deal on a newer used trailer and service to back you up? See Horse Trailer Sales.
You've been running all around, but you still haven't found the kind of deal that you're looking for. Come on down and see us, and we're going to show you how we can save you so much more.
Looking for the place with that special buy on a great new or used trailer? Well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got. Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Biola. Yeah, we make it easy.
The Reno County Commission has changed the way that they're going to be dealing with drug convictions in the county. KSN News reports that according to Senate Bill 123 at the statewide level, state funding has been available to help those with treatment that they need for substance abuse. However, conviction in Reno County makes it difficult for people to get back on their feet while recovering. But with some of the changes within the county, Reno County District Attorney Thomas Stanton says currently if a person is convicted for the first time of drug offense, they are prosecuted and stuck with a conviction on their record. Sedgwick County District Attorney Mark Bennett, however, has introduced legislation to lawmakers to make it easier for smaller counties to have diversion programs. The state legislation did pass in 2021, and now counties like Reno have created community corrections for the programs to be funded with money allocated from the legislature. As they say, people that enter the program will have access to social workers, treatment, and more, which they're hoping means fewer people in jail. The Reno County Drug Diversion Program is expected to begin in 2024. Sedgwick County had an agreement with the community corrections as well, but was delayed due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Raise your hand if you need more internet speed. It's time to get your hands on much faster internet. Don't settle for yesterday's internet speed when you have a home full of today's devices. Upgrade your Blue Valley Technologies internet speed now to the speed you need and get a $50 bill credit. If you're new to Blue Valley, you get 2 months free and everyone gets free installation on managed Wi-Fi. Visit bluevalley.net/raiseyourhand today.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier with the Food and Agricultural Policy Research Institute released the baseline update for U.S. farm income for 2021. And the report shows that higher commodity prices are contributing to a sharp increase in U.S. farm income.
Different stories for different commodities. On the grain and oilseed side, you know, we are seeing very high prices for the crop that's being harvested right now. Expect those prices to, you know, to persist for most of this marketing year. But assuming we have normal crops here and around the world in 2022, and assuming we don't have some new major demand shock, we could be looking at lower prices for crops harvested in 2022 and future years. That's obviously negative on the farm income side. Hog prices are incredibly high in 2021, much higher than anybody might have anticipated a year ago, but those are expected to come back down to earth a bit in 2022 as well. On the other hand, cattle prices probably have some more strength in front of us. Demand has been very good for cattle and for beef.
That was Dr. Pat Westhoff, the Director of Food and Agricultural Policy Research Institute at the University of Missouri.
I really like this F-150. It is everything I want, and it drives great. I think I'd like to buy it. If this is the MSRP, do I really have to pay over that?
No. At Rusty Eck Ford, we have discounts up to $3,800 off MSRP.
Wait, you're discounting your new vehicles?
Absolutely. When you buy your new Ford from Rusty Eck Ford, you can save with discounts of up to $3,800 off MSRP.
Really? It's that easy? Are you sure?
Yes, it is. And that's why we say,
if you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money.
Come out and see us at 7310 East Kellogg or check us out online at RustyEckFord.com. Prices plus tax and fees. 2022 Ford F-150, stock number 22T517. MSRP $60,180. Sale price $56,293. All rebates to dealer. Cannot be combined with any other offers. Excludes Raptor, Tremor, GT500, and Bronco. Offer expires at month end.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Kansas Department of Transportation has awarded Marysville a $1.25 million grant to be used toward a project replacing a section of U.S. 36 with concrete from the Spring Creek Bridge south of town to the north entrance at the city park. Some storm and sanitary sewer lines will be replaced and upgraded. City will be responsible for an $800,000 match with planning to begin next year, construction planned for 2025. The city of Barnes was awarded nearly $1.5 million towards street reconstruction and was among 14 projects announced this fall, totaling some $11 million in a 50-50 cost share arrangement funded through a 10-year transportation program. KDOT also recently announced approved bids for state highway construction and maintenance projects, including crack repair on U.S. 36 in Washington and Republic counties from Belleville East to the K-22 junction in Washington County. Hanover community invited to a pep rally send-off Thursday for the high school girls volleyball team as they head to the state tournament at Emporia for play beginning Friday. Parents and the public invited Thursday afternoon at 3 to the Hanover High School gym. Valley Heights will not have classes Friday as the high school football team travels to Sedgwick Thursday evening and the volleyball teams in the state tournament at Dodge City beginning Friday. KNDY will have live match-by-match coverage of Hanover and Valley Heights volleyball teams this weekend. Hanover live on FM 95.5, Valley Heights live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. All the matches on air, online, and on our mobile apps. Also football coverage with Washington County at Hill City Thursday evening and Marysville at Heston Friday. This is the final weekend for the display Quilting Through the Ages Past and Present at the Lee Dam Arts Center in Marysville, featuring quilts created by members of the Country Quilt Divas of Marshall County and quilts of the past from the Marshall County Historical Society's permanent collection. The Arts Center opened Thursday 11 to 6, Saturday 10 to 2, Sunday 1 to 4, and it's hosted by the Marshall County Arts Cooperative. A trunk-or-treat downtown as well as costume contest will be held Thursday, celebrating the annual Black Squirrel Night traditions in Marysville. Trunk or Treat vendors welcome downtown at 5 with a costume contest following at 6, hosted by Marysville Chamber and Main Street. The Frankfort community continues the October tradition of haunted hayrack rides this Saturday evening. Scary rides, 7 till 10. Chicken rides operate 5:30 till 7 at the City Park in Frankfort. The Gage County Sheriff's Office dispatched east of Pickerel Wednesday afternoon to the area of West Dogwood and South 54th Road. Upon investigation, it was determined the vehicle had been stolen out of Beatrice. That investigation continues. Mary P. Gakel, age 88, of Hanover, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at St. John's Catholic Church, Hanover. Burial in the church cemetery. Vigil service Thursday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 5 at the Hanover Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Mary Gakel. Vicki L. Slater, age 68, of Morroville, passed away October 20th. Celebration of life service Friday, 10:30 at the Morroville Christian Church. Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Vicki Slater. Janice R. Bowen, age 79, of Frankfort, passed away Monday. Massive Christian burial Friday, 11 a.m. at St. Gregory's Catholic Church in Marysville. Private interment, Czech Moravian Cemetery, south of Blue Rapids. Christy Anders, funeral home in charge of arrangements for Janice Bowen. Irene L. Donahue, age 92, of Frankfort, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Friday, 11 a.m. at the St. Joseph Catholic Church, Lillis. Burial of the church cemetery. Visitation 9:30. Rosary service at 10:30 at the church. Padden Funeral Chapel in charge of arrangements for Irene Donahue. Todd A. Carnes, age 60, of Silver Lake, formerly of Greenleaf, passed away Monday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Washington Christian Church. Burial in the Greenleaf City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 3 until 8. Family will receive friends Friday from 6 until 8 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Todd Carnes. David M. Maher, age 86, of Blue Rapids, passed away October 19th. A memorial service is planned Saturday, October 29th, 11 a.m. at the Glenn Griffey Farm, 1656 Road in Marysville. Private interment at the Prospect Hill Cemetery with the Anders Christie Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for David Maher. Anna R. Lang, age 94, of Pawnee City, passed away Monday. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Dubois. Interment in the Czech National Cemetery, rural Humboldt. Visitation Friday, 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Friday from 6 until 8 at the Weary Mortuary of Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Anna Lang. Silvestre Mejia Pinedo, age 38, of Greenleaf, passed away October 13th. A vigil and visitation is planned Saturday, October 29th, from noon until 5 at the Ward Funeral Home of Washington, in charge of arrangements for Silvestre Mejia Pinedo.
Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gifts that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Selection, value, and service from Cornerstone Monument, Home, Kansas.
Everyone knows the best barbecue around comes from Bite Me Barbecue.
Mm.
But what if you want the best every day? Call ahead and order your burnt ends, brisket, and much more by the pound to have at your convenience.
Game changer.
Don't forget Bite Me Barbecue as your first choice to cater your party, function, or get-together. And follow them on Facebook to keep up with their daily lunch specials.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A small system will make its way through the region today before clearing up as we head into Friday. And temperatures will stay around average throughout today and the weekend. Typically for this time of year, we can expect to see highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Showers will come in throughout the afternoon today, staying mostly cloudy with our highs in the mid to upper 50s. Southeast winds staying a bit breezy between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 30. The system will linger throughout the early morning hours of Friday, staying mostly cloudy overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Clearing up on Friday, staying mostly sunny with our highs in the lower 60s and clear skies over Friday night with our lows in the mid to upper 30s. Staying warmer throughout the weekend, sunshine on Saturday with our highs in the mid-60s, mostly clear skies over Saturday night with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s, and slightly warmer as we head into Sunday, partly sunny with our highs in the mid to upper 60s, and staying warmer throughout Halloween Monday. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late October 64, record high on this date 89, the average low 39, and the record low 19. Sunrise this morning, 7:49. Sunset this evening at 6:33.
true outdoorsman can navigate by the stars, the sun, and even by plants. We will share a tip for navigating with your wristwatch on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Save up to 75% off preferred home and office products with Office Depot. Special package pricing with Lifeline screenings. Exclusive savings on post-frame buildings with QSI. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. And enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Turn cherished photos into beautiful canvas prints and custom gifts with canvasprints.com. Just upload your image, select your product and size, and check out to create the perfect printer gift for everyone on your list. Use code PODCAST25 at canvasprints.com to get 25% off your entire order of artist quality canvas prints, metal prints, and custom gifts. Why not get started on holiday shopping now and give truly personalized gifts that turn special moments into lasting memories? Canvasprints.com and use code PODCAST25 for 25% off your entire order.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, October 27th, the 300th day of the year. Actor John Cleese has a birthday, and our 26th president and avid outdoorsman Teddy Roosevelt was born in 1858. Next time you're roughing it on a camping trip or hiking expedition, put this clever navigation trick to the test. It's a way to use your wristwatch as a compass. Holding your watch flat or horizontally, point the hour hand in the direction of the sun. The point that lies midway between the hour hand and the number 12 will be due south. In the southern hemisphere, point the number 12 towards the sun. North will be halfway between 12 and the hour hand. And there is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. You can always find more outdoor survival tips anytime online. Just visit almanac.com.
Bring all your ghosts and goblins to Black Squirrel Night in downtown Marysville this Thursday. Trunk or Treating kicks off the evening at 5 with costume contests starting at 6. All ages welcome to participate, and downtown businesses will be open late. Come down and have a ghoulish good time. Invitation from these sponsors.
Sunflower Community Credit Union recognizes that members' health, both personal and financial, is top priority. In order to make your banking a completely safe experience, they're proud to now offer drive-in convenience, Monday through Friday, 7:30 till 5:30, Saturday, 8:30 till noon. Lending can be done remotely as well. Contact their friendly loan officers at 562-3741. New members always welcome. Call, go online, or drop by Sunflower Community Credit Union in Marysville for more details. Caring about your personal and financial health, Sunflower Community Credit Union.
Visit South Hill Pottery in downtown Marysville this holiday season. The shelves are stocked with locally made ceramics with both practical and artistic pieces available. Or paint your own work of art like Christmas tree ornaments or a miniature nativity scene. If you are looking for a gift sure to be treasured, South Hill Pottery is the place to visit in Marysville.
Get away with a shopping day at Reflections Hallmark. Beautiful home decor pieces, scented candles, last-minute gift ideas for any reason, plus Hallmark cards, as well as fabulous boutique clothing and accessories. For yourself, for your home, for someone else, shop Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville. And remember, they do custom picture framing with lots of frames and matting choices. You're always welcome. Thanks for shopping local. Reflections Hallmark, downtown Marysville.
The ghouls and ghosts are out again as fall starts to take over. Start your spooktacular fall by stopping at the Garden of Eden in Marysville, providing unique gifts for all the holidays coming up, and be sure to give them a call for all your floral arrangement needs. Dive right into fall this year with the Garden of Eden, where their flowers have superpowers.
R-H.
A salute during October National 4-H Month from Free CPA, GNR Poole Herford, Sue Rowland, Hanover Electric, and the Hanover Hospital.
Hi, my name is Charlie Shum, and this is my second year in 4-H. My favorite project was woodworking because I get to use the cutting board in the kitchen.
My name is Quinn Fincham and I'm 10 years old. I am a member of the Home City Hustlers 4-H Club. My favorite project was this year was visual arts. I had fun building a Jeep with Legos and painting cornhole boards to look like Holstein cows.
My name's Corbin Rush. I've been in 4-H for 2 years, and I'm in Home City Hosters 4-H Club. My favorite part of the fair this year was camping and hanging out with friends. And I got, like, 3 purples and, like, 2 blues.
My name is Garrett Fincham, and I have been a member of the Home City Hustlers 4-H Club for 10 years. I have enjoyed a lot of things during my years in 4-H. Time with friends, playing games, the Marshall County Fair, and the satisfaction of a finished project. I've also learned a lot of things through the years. I've learned how to hold a meeting, how to prepare and speak to a group of people, the responsibility it takes to care for an animal, the time and mistakes that come before a beautiful photograph, and that younger members are watching and learning from my example. If you think learning and enjoying some of these things would be good for a child in your family, look up a 4-H club this month and give it a try.
A salute during October National 4-H Month from Free CPA, GNR Paul Herford, Sue Rowland, Hanover Electric, and the Hanover Hospital.
4-H, for you, for America, 4-H.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. Basketball season is right around the corner, and the Kansas Jayhawks, coming off their national championship last year, say they're prepared for the new season, although Coach Bill Self says that they have some growing to do with some younger players.
I do like our team. I do think we have talent. I do think we're going to get better as we get older. But, you know, you take for granted some experience, and we basically return 2 guys that have played any meaningful minutes off a team that won a championship last year. So it's a whole new ball game.
That audio from Cake News. Overall, though, many of the players say they are excited for the beginning of the season and are ready for the challenge.
Especially when you're a defending national championship team, everybody's going to want to play you, and that's good because we're Kansas. We're ready for that, and I think everybody's just ready for the challenge this year.
The season is coming up here in the next week or so as Kansas faces Pittsburgh State in its exhibition game starting on November 3rd. First regular season game is November 7th.
Attention outdoorsmen. A hunter's and fisherman's paradise goes up on the auction block Friday, October the 28th, 11 o'clock in the morning at Utica, Kansas. Friends, you won't believe it. It's a 726-acre cat house recreation area located in rural western Kansas near Utica. It's a canyon turned into a lake featuring a 65-acre lake, depths of 40 feet fed with natural runoff. Never been dry since it was built in 1986. Incredible fishing, waterfowl, a complete natural environment, friends. There's nothing like it. Approximately 726 acres with a 65-acre lake and a live auction Friday, October 28th, 11 o'clock at Utica, Kansas. Call Stacy Johnson, 785-623-0458 for more information. 785-623-0458.
Auctions are conducted by Hayden Outdoors. The high school football regular season has officially come to an end after week 8 of high school football across the state of Kansas as we go into week number 1 of playoff season coming up this Friday. And looking at some of the rankings going into week number 1 of playoffs, we see the Manhattan Indians at the top of the 6A division after finishing their season beating number 4, Wichita Northwest, 56-28. They're followed by number 2, Derby, sitting at 6-2 for the season, Olathe North at 7-1, and Wichita Northwest at 6-2 overall. Olathe South came in at 6-2 as well, and number 5 in the 6A division. Over in 5A, the Mays Eagles wrapped up number 1 at 8-0 for the season, beating Hayesville Campus for the final game of the season, 59-14, followed by Mill Valley at number 2, Hayes at number 3 with a record of 7-1, Bishop Carroll at number 4 at 16-2, and DeSoto finishing at 7-1 for the season and number 5 in the 5A division. In 4A, St. Thomas Aquinas topped the charts there at number 1 for the 4A division, followed by Bishop Miege and St. James Academy.
Week 9 high school football games kick off Thursday and Friday. Thursday kickoffs include Washington County at Hill City at 6, live on FM 95.5, Frankfort at St. John's Tipton at 6, Hanover hosting Lakeside at 6, Valley Heights at Sedgwick Thursday at 6:30, and Axtell home to Pike Valley Thursday at 7. Friday kickoffs, Marysville at Heston, live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Lynn is at Osborne, and Centralia's home to McLouth.
Celebrate the simple beauty, forms, and changing nature of the garden with the Japanese wabi-sabi design. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. This design style comes out of the Buddhist philosophy of peace, serenity, goodness, and respect for all living things. Wabi-sabi is often defined as beauty and imperfection. These landscapes include plants, stones, and man-made items that are allowed to change throughout the season and weather over time. Seasonal changes from flower to fall color to seed heads are celebrated and fallen leaves are left in place. You'll enjoy the seasonal changes and the pollinators will enjoy this less-than-perfect habitat. Self-seeding plants are allowed to fill a corner, while moss and lichens cover rocks and stone artwork. Interesting, usually asymmetrical forms and textures such as tree bark provide additional interest. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Jim says he's in the treasure hunting business. He's looking for items that are worth tens of thousands of dollars, and they're buried in the desert rangeland near his home. What he finds may well take a track hoe to unearth, but the discovery is well worth it. What's he hunting? It's next on the American Countryside.
From Kansas to Ohio, that's where you'll find Pivot Bio. From the Mississippi Delta, the Chesapeake, Nebraska, and the hills of Tennessee. Proven on thousands of fields across this great land. When you work the ground till the sun goes down, Pivot Bio's got a plan. Green plants in a healthy land use our predictable nitrogen. Wherever farmers grow, yeah, that's where we go.
Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Jim Gray's work is a little like hunting for that proverbial needle in a haystack.
Well, mine, I mean, it's like a treasure hunt. Go out every day, you dig, sometimes you get some, sometimes you won't. It's sort of like fishing.
So what is he searching for?
Sometimes you hit one log, and sometimes you won't get anything. And in days, you'll find a dozen of them right in one place.
Those logs are petrified wood on property he owns near Holbrook, Arizona. Some of what he finds is very large and very heavy.
It's 168 pounds a cubic foot. And we've got some pieces out here that takes a track hoe to pick it up, where one piece was a full semi-load. And it's all it wanted to haul.
He has a retail store, Jim Gray's Petrified Wood Company. It has a 15,000-square-foot showroom with just about any type of item a person may want.
We try and be paired with anything from a quarter to $50,000, depending on what they want. There's whole logs that... If they're a cutting log and we cut petrified wood tables and that, they can be worth $100,000 or so, but they're rare to find.
You'll find some very large pieces of petrified wood here, but Jim says it's the exception, not the rule.
Yeah, I would say about 2% of the logs that we dig are capable of being cut into tables.
There's a lot here, but the quest continues.
My son-in-law, he's heads of crew, and they're always digging. We always got to have one more.
Jim's been in business for several decades and is always glad to share the story of the wood and minerals he discovers and sells. Traveling the countryside in Holbrook, Arizona, I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be an estate auction for Waymer Esslinger Sunday, October 30th, 11 a.m. at the Nemahal County Community Center in Seneca. Selling toy tractors and machinery, dolls, doll collections, collectibles, and antiques. Collectibles and antiques include over a dozen Red Wing and Blue Leaf Crocs, also several Croc jugs, three vintage trunks, pocket knife collection, lots of Hot Wheels, toy tractors and machinery. Collectible dolls, several in unopened boxes, 50 Barbie dolls, dolls of the world, plus a car and pickup, including a 1996 Cadillac DeVille four-door, 138,000 miles, and a 92 Ford F-150 4x4 single cab pickup, 8-foot bed, 139,000 miles runs but needs some work. This estate auction for Waymer Esslinger Sunday, October 30th, 11 a.m. at the Nemohol County Community Center, Seneca. Sale conducted by Klein Realty and Auction. John Klein, broker and auctioneer.
Horses love the taste and smell of fallen leaves, but they shouldn't be eating them. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Dead leaves and other yard waste can give your horse a bad tummy ache, or worse, as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Welcome back to Dear John, sponsored by John Deere. Let's go to a caller. Kevin.
Oh, hey, John, big fan. I was wondering if I could give a quick shout-out.
Absolutely, my man.
If you're listening, dear, just know how much I appreciate you stepping up this harvest. I've been at my best thanks to you. I love you.
Aw, what's this lucky lady's name?
Oh, sorry, I was talking to my new S-Series Combine. That thing is awesome.
John Deere's Harvest Tech helps you be your best you. Visit a dealer or johndeere.com/gainground to upgrade.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
When you rake your leaves and other yard waste, don't throw it over the pasture fence. It should be disposed of or composted in an area far away from horses and other livestock so they don't eat it and get sick. Ann Swinker is an extension horse specialist at Penn State University. She says wilted leaves from trees such as cherry, plum, and black walnut have compounds in them that are toxic to horses. And it's not just tree leaves. Almost all ornamentals have some kind of detrimental effect on them.
Your petunias, your daffodils, yew shrubbery is just like one or two bites is enough to kill a horse or a cow. Lily of the valley is extremely toxic. Rhododendron, extremely toxic. Red maple is very, very toxic to horses.
Toxicity isn't the only issue with yard waste. Dead leaves don't sit well in a horse's belly.
So a lot of people will rake this up and want to use it for bedding or throw it in there for just some extra roughage for them to eat, save grass. And because the leaves are so dense, you know, like if you pile them up and compost them, how heavy they get when they get wet, it'll do that in the gut and it'll cause compaction and you'll get compaction colics.
Feeding dense leaves and grass clippings can become stuck in the esophagus and lead to choking. It's painful and uncomfortable for the horse. A choking horse will hang its head low with saliva and masticated feed coming out of the nostrils. You'll have to call your veterinarian right away, but it's usually treated with few complications. You'll find a list of plants that should not be fed to horses at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Every time I hear an
My husband and I were at the store the other day, and we were not on the same page. I wanted to browse the aisles, and he wanted to get our shopping done and get out of there. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. Being on the same page as a couple when it comes to your finances will help ensure you're using your finances as a tool to create a meaningful life together. Maybe you're just starting out in a relationship. Understanding your partner's history when it comes to money can help the two of you determine how you want to approach the future. Or maybe you've been married for years. Having consistent conversations with your spouse can help you stay aligned as you go through life. And don't forget, keep God at the center of your plan so the two of you can stay focused on your purpose as a couple. When you stay aligned as a team around God's plan for your life, you're more likely to make financial choices that don't lead to conflict and help you live with meaning and purpose.
The key to solving world hunger is fixing the climate problem. Stay tuned for Farm to Fork. Cab to cab, season to season, there's only one way to do it all on your farm. Ag Leader It. Ag Leader offers the complete package of year-round precision farming tools to help you steer it, plant it, apply it, harvest it, and manage it more efficiently and profitably. For every farm and every field activity, Ag Leader It. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information.
Who mapped the soybean genome? You did. Yes, you. Better varieties are on the way. Today's soybean farmers, that's you, are achieving big breakthroughs in seed. How? By pooling your resources through your Soy Checkoff. Your Soy Checkoff research sequenced the soybean genome to help seed companies and other researchers bring better varieties faster to your operation. See all the ways your Soy Checkoff is moving soy forward for you at unitedsoybean.org/hopper.
Here's Dr. Kerry Fowler, Special Envoy for Global Food Security for the U.S. State Department.
I cannot personally shake the belief that on the list of the top 10 most important challenges that we face in regards to food security, that climate is 1 through 5.
Fowler was speaking at a recent World Food Prize Foundation event in Des Moines, Iowa, where he pointed out that climate change is very real.
Last month was the 453rd consecutive month in which the global average temperature for that month exceeded the 20th century average.
Fowler says the climate change impact on crop production varies around the world, but he predicts that the best growing seasons in the future will be comparable to the worst growing seasons of the past.
The assumption that we can somehow look into the rearview mirror for guidance about the future and that crop production is going to magically continue its historic upward trend, well, this assumption has really outlived its usefulness.
To learn more about the World Food Prize Foundation, visit the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. It is Thursday, October the 27th. Between potential rail strikes, low levels in key waterways, and trucker shortages, there may be significant challenges to moving ag products out of the upper Midwest. Neil Komet is the president of ACE Ethanol and Fox River Valley Ethanol in Wisconsin. He explains how transportation logistics will impact the movement of ethanol and its byproducts to export markets. Stephanie Hoff reports.
If your industry is moving 95% of your product via rail and you have a rail strike, obviously your destination, your customers, they'll have some days of supply, but they'll start rapidly eating into that inventory. And then, you know, obviously at the production facilities, you have some storage, but most ethanol plants only have about 10 days storage, and then they'll be shutting down because their tanks will be full. So, you know, a prolonged rail strike would have a devastating impact on the ethanol industry. In ACE, we do rail out most of our product. Fox is truck, so we do have one plant that would be relatively insulated from a rail strike, at least initially. But, you know, eventually that would, you know, come back to haunt them too. Now, the Mississippi River, water levels are running at historically low levels, and what that's doing, it's really impeding products moving, obviously, in both directions on the Mississippi River. one of the main products that moves in the Mississippi River is distillers' grains. So we're not only is there not corn moving down the Mississippi, but there isn't distillers' grains moving down. So we're starting to see a huge backup of product in the Midwest. Distillers' grains gets a little softer, the demand gets softer, price gets softer over the summer. That usually rebounds this time of year, but you're not seeing that because some of our product is obviously exported.
And that's a look at your Ag News. I'm Jeff Aiken.
Burwell Construction's been in business for over 35 years. Roofing, 316-794-3430. Siding, 316-794-3430. Windows, decks, remodeling, 794-3430. And now at Burwell Construction, you can even get a brand new wooden chain link or wrought iron fence, 794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
Lodo Night of Red Dirt Countries. Come into Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort.
For the way that I am.
Saturday, December 3rd. Creed Fisher live in concert. In an all-ages show. Creed Fisher. Tickets available now at the casino box office or ticketstorm.com. For Creed Fisher live. At Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort in Newcomb.
Rank Seed has been breeding better seeds for generations. Each year, Rank invests tens of millions of dollars to support DNA-level breeding and new trait development. This dedication to research has resulted in numerous insect-resistant, herbicide, and drought-tolerant traits in our lineup. Rank Seed utilizes the latest technologies, including robotics and color sorters, to ensure the highest germination and the best quality of seed, tirelessly striving to better serve our farmers. From research to results, Rank Seed is rooted in technology.
Coyotes, bobcats, and dogs are a predation problem for livestock producers. There are things you can do to protect your animals on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
It's harvest time. Reap rewards of your labor time. Cover as many acres as possible time. Light at the end of the tunnel time. And no one helps you embrace the moment like John Deere. Putting technology in your hands that helps maximize your days, cover more ground, and reach record-breaking yields. This season, be your best in the biggest moments. Visit johndeere.com/gainground to learn more.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Livestock producers lose thousands of sheep, lambs, and other animals to predators, leading to millions of dollars in losses. Coyotes, bobcats, even domestic dogs are enemy number one. Charlie Lee is a wildlife management expert at Kansas State University. He says how you control predators depends on the species you're trying to protect and the predators you have around. But there are some non-lethal ways to make your livestock harder to get at.
The very first one, and the one that science has showed to be the best, is corral livestock at night. That sounds pretty simple and it's pretty easy, but unfortunately a lot of people don't do it. Then the next, I would say, would be some sort of a secure perimeter fence. Next would probably be a guardian animal. And then I would go to some sort of a frightening device.
Sometimes all you need is a good fence. Lee recommends electrified poly netting.
It's inexpensive. It's very good at keeping predators out. It's light and it's easy to put up, so you can move it around. If you're using it for a night pen, you can move it around in the pasture some.
Lee says to have calving and lambing facilities near buildings where there's human activity. Don't have your livestock where you can't keep an eye on them. Rough, brushy pastures are perfect hiding spots for predators, and it's easier for them to snatch animals in rough terrain than it is on flat ground. If these methods don't work, you may need to resort to trapping and shooting predators, but be sure to check on any local or state regulations. I'm Jody Hinke. Learn more about preventing livestock predation at agriculture.com.
a wide variety of solar power and plug-in fencers, insulators, polywire, and all of the accessories you'll need to get it done right. Remember, Valley Vet Supply in Marysville. The one-stop shop with great pricing on all your fencing supplies, including Parmac and Gallagher fencers. Check them out online at valleyvet.com or make a quick trip to Valley Vet Supply in Marysville.
Valley Vet Supply.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Here's what we're looking at when it comes to corn for December. We're at 683 and a quarter. That's down 1 3/4. March corn at 686 and 3/4. That's down 1 3/4. Kansas City wheat for December at 931. That's down 9 3/4. Kansas City wheat for March at 930.5. That's down 10 currently. Oats for December at 353 1/4. That's down 3 1/4. March oats at 362 3/4. That's down 2 right now. November soybeans at 1382.5. That's up 3/4. January soybeans at 1393 3/4. That's up 3/4. Cotton for December at 75.29. That's down $2.53. Cotton for March at 74.91. That's down $2.47. Live cattle for October, 151.40. That's down a nickel. Live cattle for December at 153.40. That's down 17.5 cents. Feeder cattle for October, 175.92.5. That's down 50 cents. And feeder cattle for November at 178.20. And that's down 62.5 cents. Crude oil for December, $89.32 is your current price. That's up $1.41. Crude oil for January at $88.03. That's up $1.35. Taking a look at gold for October, $16.64 is your price. Gold for December at $16.64.20. Now that's down $4.90. Silver is pretty much even right now, $19.48. Silver for March is at $19.66. That's down, well, that's basically even right now. We'll call it even today. Taking a look at the stock market, Dow Jones up 398, the NASDAQ down 101, and S&P right now pretty much even. And that's a look at your Mid-America Ag Network market information. I'm Jeff Aiken.
Attention Wichita and surrounding area residents. This is a notification of payment relief. Payment relief may be available for those who qualify until January 2023.
Rusty Eckford has over 350 vehicles available. Cars, trucks, SUVs, new and pre-owned, and our inventory is moving fast. Our low, low pricing keeps them moving quick. Plus, our high trade-in values and financing as low as 0.99% APR will help you get the low payment you deserve. Plus, for a limited time, you may qualify for payment relief up to January of 2023. That's right. Make no payments up to January 2023 with the purchase of your new or pre-owned vehicle for a limited time only at Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. Rusty Eck Ford at RustyEckFord.com.
Prices plus tax and fees, 0.99% APR available on select certified pre-owned Fords for a limited term payment deferral of up to $500 per month. Interest accrues from date of purchase. All offers with approved credit and expire at month's.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
This year's drought has definitely impacted many parts of agriculture, and the cattle industry is no exception. From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today, and I'm Katie Figge. A.J. Tarpoff, K-State Beef Veterinarian, provides insight on current cattle concerns, including water, low forage availability, and preparing for the future.
So a couple of things to consider with livestock water. Number one, when we start getting low surface water, we start to have evaporation. We also have concentration. Any of potential contaminants that are diluted out when we have a full pond all of a sudden are at a concentrated rate whenever those ponds get low. Number two with livestock water availability is many producers are hauling water, and they may not have had to haul water before, or at least in the recent history. So one big warning, if you're going to be hauling livestock water, make sure that it is a water tank, not a reused fertilizer tank. I know everybody's got those poly plastic tanks laying around. The nitrates that come out of some of those fertilizer tanks actually leach into that plastic, and we can get some pretty toxic levels if you're hauling water in some of those old fertilizer tanks.
Tarpoff explains concerns about feeding abnormal feedstuff.
giraffes.
Producers are thinking outside of the box on what other resources are available to be able to provide the adequate nutrition and energy and protein for our animals over the winter months. So some of these alternative forages, I mean, whether it's a failed crop, whether it's, you name it. We've heard of all types of things coming through, our beef team. But a couple things to consider. One, do we know anything about that product? If it's drought-stricken, we may not know the nutrient availability. We don't know how much protein, how much energy. Is it readily digestible or not? So make sure that we get some forage testing done. If we don't know what that product is, we don't know how to feed it appropriately. Also ensuring that it's safe.
Tarboff describes some issues that cattle producers may face in the near future.
We might be on a stored forage for the foreseeable future. Obviously, cattle that are grazing green grass have a plenty supply and store of vitamin A. If they're on a stored forage for long periods of time, the bovine animal can only store about 4 months of vitamin A. So making sure that we are providing supplementation of that vitamin A so they have adequate stores to be able to pass on to their calf. To coincide with vitamin A is body condition. It is easier to maintain a cow through the winter than try to play catch up the later we go into the season. Starting that now really gives that animal the best opportunity to get off to a good start. Whenever they start to get a little skinny, we have lower quality colostrum. We are not providing that adequate nutrition store to that newborn calf in its first meal.
That's K-State beef veterinarian A.J. Tarboff with insight on current cattle concerns, including water, low forage availability, and preparing for the future. And this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Listen Sunday afternoons for the Neon Beat, live on KNDY.
So much classic country, we had to put it on two stations, 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville. Now, ABC News.